This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. I talked about microclimates on Tuesday. This Zone 5 grass is one you might want to consider in your microclimate. Hakona Cloa Macra Aureola is a lovely grass for shade. It's often used in Japanese gardens where it originated. Go to gardenbite.com for a look. Variegated but nearly all yellow, the leaf blades have narrow green stripes, mostly near the margins. The leaves cascade, arching in the same direction. That makes it look a bit like a golden waterfall. It would look beautiful planted down slopes, draped over rocks, crawling over the edges of walls, at the front of the garden, or even in containers. Though this grass does spread by rhizomes, it is a slow grower and will not overtake its neighbors very quickly. When grown in part shade, the yellow tones in the leaves will be most pronounced. In deep shade, the variegation will be lime green. In the cooler days of autumn, the golden foliage becomes infused with shades of pink and red. In colder climates, it will die all the way back to the ground. I thought it was worth stretching my climate zone and gave it a try. Good news, Hakona Cloa has no serious insect or disease problems, although root heaving can be a problem in winter. The leaves may scorch in hot summers without a lot of moisture, which happened last season. I planted two of them in 2019. They did not like last year's drought. I'm hoping they'll come back this year. Check out gardenbite.com for more. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.